Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I am Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. President Vidyadevi Bhandari holds telephone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping, China, to provide 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine and grant. Health Ministry reports 6,714 corona infection cases and similar number of recoveries in the past 24 hours. Health Ministry orders all to return oxygen cylinders held for personal or institutional use. And Cyclone S lashes eastern India, more than 1 million displaced. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has held a telephone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping today. During the telephonic conversation, the duo talked about the latest COVID-19 crisis in Nepal. On the occasion, Chinese President Xi Jinping announced to provide 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine under grant assistance to Nepal. Tweeting about the talk held between the two presidents today, Chinese President to Nepal, Hou Enke, confirmed about the vaccine grant. Earlier, China had provided 800,000 Verocell vaccine and several medical supplies in grant. Deputy Prime Minister Isur Pokhrel has praised Nepal-China relation as a historical and a strong one. Speaking at a virtual session organized by Chinese Communist Party's Foreign Department Chief Song Tao on the occasion of 100th establishment year of the party today, Deputy Prime Minister Isur Pokhrel expressed Nepal's strong commitment to One China policy. Also speaking on the occasion, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina thanked China for the support to Nepal in fighting the COVID-19 pandemic by providing vaccines and medical supplies. On the occasion, Chinese Communist Party Chief Song Tao said, Communist Party Foreign Department Chief Song Tao said, On the occasion, Chinese Communist Party Foreign Department Chief Song Tao said, China has kept Nepal in high priority in providing medical aid at this hour of need. CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Nepali Congress leader Dr. Naren Khanda Khatka, among others, had also taken part in the virtual session. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 6,714 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours. The ministry also reported 6,716 recoveries in the same period. This is the first time country has reported more recoveries than infections since the second wave of COVID-19 hit the country. Now the country has 117,077 active cases of coronavirus infection out of more than 535,000 total cases. Likewise, the ministry has reported 145 corona-related deaths in the last 24 hours. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 6,845. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged one and all to return oxygen cylinders taken personally or by any other means. Ministry's Joint Spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari issued a notice today requesting all to return the cylinders taken for personal or institutional use to the company or the hospital that owns them. Dr. Adhikari said, although the supply of medical oxygen has eased, there was problem as cylinders had been held by persons or institution. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has urged the government to concentrate all its efforts on controlling COVID-19 pandemic. A meeting of the Nepali Congress central officials and former officials at the residence of Nepali Congress President Sir Bahadur Deuba today blamed the government of politicizing the pandemic. The meeting also criticized the government of not being serious about implementing the suggestions furnished by the party earlier. On the 20th of May, Nepali Congress had submitted 15-point suggestions to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli regarding corona pandemic control. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The CPN UML Provincial Committee has directed its Provincial Assembly members in the present government to withdraw themselves from the cabinet. The direction was issued as per the decision of the UML Central Standing Committee in Kathmandu to withdraw support to the government led by Chief Minister Trilochan Bhatta. Committee Chair Karna Bahadur Thapa said that a letter was sent to leaders of the parliamentary party Tara Lama Tamang to recall all the three ministers in the government and help form a government led by the party. Meanwhile, UML Parliamentary Party meeting of the Sudhir Pasim Committee today decided not to withdraw its support to the provincial government, going against the standing committee's decision. Provincial Committee Chair Thapa after that said action would be taken against those who went against the party's official decision. 2565th Buddha Jayanti, the birth anniversary of Lord Buddha, has been marked across the world today. The special full moon day has been marked by offering homage to Siddhartha Gautam, who is believed to be the ninth incarnation of Lord Vishnu. On the day, Buddhists from Nepal and other parts of the globe offer their heartfelt homage and devotion to Buddha, who got his birth, enlightenment and death on the same day today in the lunar calendar. Due to COVID-19 pandemic this year, no formal program have been organized to mark Buddha Jayanti. Extending best wishes on the occasion, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli lauded Gautam Buddha as an apostle of peace and urged all across the world to correct the misinformation regarding Buddha's birthplace. He said, although Buddha was born in Nepal and it is a fact, in many countries the children are taught otherwise. The Nepal Telecommunications Authority has said 87.19% of the population of Nepal have access to internet. According to the data unveiled by the authority, over 26.35 million people are connected to internet facility and it registered over 936,000 new users from mid-February to mid-March compared to the previous month. The report was prepared based on the population projection and it assumes that the current total population of Nepal to be at 29.87 million. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international update. More than a million people in India have been evacuated as a powerful cyclone has started making landfall on its eastern coast of the country today. Cyclone S, which intensified into a very severe cyclonic storm, has hit the Indian state of Orissa. This is the second cyclone to hit India in a week after cyclone Tauktae killed more than 150 people. It comes as India is already struggling to deal with its COVID-19 outbreak, as last coastal areas with ferocious wind and rain as it made landfall damaging buildings. Today's cyclone has killed at least 3 people in India. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province, and partly cloudy in Sudhur Paschim Province. Likewise, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places of Karnali Province and Sudhur Paschim Province. There is also possibility of light to moderate snowfall at some places of eastern and central high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari holds telephone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping. China to provide 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine and grant. Health Ministry reports 6,714 corona infection cases and similar number of recoveries in past 24 hours. Health Ministry urges all to return oxygen cylinders held for personal or institutional use. And Cyclone S lashes eastern India, more than 1 million displaced. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.